Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this mini-cast, I'm going to go over the different types of bags you can use for your vacuum system. So there are 4 vacuum systems on the market today. You have the Hammerhead, the Power Vac, the Riptide, and the Bottom Feeder. All of these use bags on top, a lot like the Leaf Master, leaf baggers that you would connect to a garden hose to get the leaves off the bottom of the pool. And I guess one of the drawbacks with these particular vacuum systems is the price of the bags. If you purchase the OEM bag, for instance, of the PowerVac, the 100 micron bag, at your supplier, I think it's about $32 right now at Pool Corp, SCP, or Superior, which if you go through a bag every month, that's over $360 a year just for the bags to run your system. So there has to be a way to save some money there, and there is a way. There's off-market bags. And one of the ones that's leading the industry with their off-market bags is Mako Bags. My friend Reggie, he's in Florida. He makes these bags for all the vacuum systems. And they work really great. He has them down to as low as 80 microns. And the micron rating basically is just a way to indicate how fine the bag is. So, for instance, PowerVac and Riptide both have a 60 micron bag. Hammerhead has their Volcanic bag, which I believe is about 60 microns also. So the fine dust will still go through these bags, but they'll filter down to a very low amount. For instance, a sand filter filters down to about 30 microns, 25 to 30 microns. A cartridge filter is rated from 10 to 20 microns. So you get the idea that 60 microns is pretty small. The only drawback, of course, with the 60 micron bag is that it fills up with water. Well, the water gets trapped in there because of all the dirt, and it won't let the air out of the bag, so it's going to blow up like a balloon pretty quickly as it fills with dirt. So that's kind of a drawback with those. If you use anything less than 80 microns, you're going to have that problem. I suggest maybe an 80 to 100 micron bag. So Mako Bags makes those also. If you're looking for just a really inexpensive way to run your vacuum system, you can actually use the Leaf Catcher or Leaf Bagger bags themselves. You can get them at your supplier. You can also order them online, like on Amazon. The one that I really like is the Fine Mesh bag for the Leaf Master, and it has a foam Velcro top. And this bag's a real bargain at your supplier. I think it's like around $12 for the Leaf Catcher bag. You can find it on Amazon for like $16 or $17. So it's actually priced really well. They're actually really durable because they're made for the Leaf Catcher, the device you hook up the garden hose to and blow the debris into them. And some have the drawstring, some have like an O-ring for a grip. So basically the Leaf Catcher or Leaf Bagger has a similar top lip as your vacuum system would have, whether using the Power Vac or Hammerhead or Riptide. It's got a ring of some kind to hold the bag on, and it's very similar to what would be on the Leaf Catcher. And the Bottom Feeder also has the same lip. So all the bags are pretty interchangeable. The only one that's not interchangeable is a Riptide bag. It has a special rim that slides over the lip of the head of that cleaner. But typically, all the other bags, Hammerhead, Power Vac, Bottom Feeder, are all interchangeable. So I've been using the Power Vac bags on my Bottom Feeder because I like the way the O-ring or the rubber ring stretches across the top of that cleaner. It's a really good bag also. And I use the generic bags. I use the Mako bags. And I also use the Leaf Catcher bags too. So I go through different types of bags depending on which pool I'm at. And basically what I'm just saying here is that there's options besides just buying the OEM bag for your vacuum system. Again, it could get pretty expensive if you're going through a bag a month, if you're using your vacuum system a lot. It could add up to a lot of bags throughout the course of the year. So over at makobags.com, I believe that's the site, you could find the bags relatively inexpensive. They're under $20 each. And then, of course, you can just use the Leaf Catcher bags if you wanted to on your system. So this is a great way to save you some money on your vacuum system instead of buying the OEM bags all the time when your bag rips. And technically speaking, the bag's quality is about the same. The Mako bags, I find, last just as long as the PowerVac and Riptide bags. And the Leaf Catcher bags last a long time also. So they're good quality options for your vacuum system besides just getting the OEM bags for your system. So I just went ahead and went over to the MakoPowerVacBags.com website. That's the actual site for the Mako bags. Again, that's MakoPowerVacBags.com. Standard bag is 17. The extra fine bag is $22, 80 microns. And so the bag prices are really reasonable there on his site. And if you need to find it, you can also go to my main website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And on top, there's a scrolling banner, and you'll see the Mako bag link. Click on that. That'll take you to a site to purchase the aftermarket bags for your vacuum system. Hope you found this mini-cast helpful. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick. If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.